Greetings in the precious name of Jesus this morning. It's been a blessing to be here with you all already and to worship the Lord. Truly, He is worthy as the Lamb of our praise. He's worthy of all our worship. Here from the world we turn, Jesus to seek. Amen. Let's just bow for a word of prayer. Lord, as we come before You this morning, I sense my deep need of You. As I stand before Your people this morning, I just pray that You would be faithful. Speak to me that I may speak, Father. Lord, I pray that You would be glorified and magnified in everything that is said here. I pray that You would guide and direct my lips, Father. Just pray that Your will would be done. We just commit this time into Your hands. In Jesus' name, amen. This morning, for a text, let's turn to Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12, we'll read verses 1 through 3. And as you all know, the chapter before that is what we call the faith chapter. And I'd just like for you to keep that in mind as we read these couple of verses here. Hebrews 12, verses 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider Him that endured such contradiction of sinners against Himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. So, as I read those verses, came to my mind two main themes that I would like to talk about in verses 1 and 2. So I'd like to talk first about laying aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. And then I would like to talk about running with patience the race that is set before us and looking to Jesus as we're running. So I'd like to talk about these two themes that they stood out to me in this verse. And it also, when I look at all the people that have gone before us, and that have ran. If you take the time and read that chapter 11 there, it's powerful. So I'd like to just encourage us all to run with patience. First, we must lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, before we can run with patience the race that is set before us, and look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. So, I just like to look at number one, laying aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. First, I'd like to talk about unbelief. Unbelief is a weight. Unbelief can be a very serious thing. Unbelief can, I know for me, unbelief is a weight. It's something that I endeavor to lay aside. It's a serious thing. It'll cause us to not receive the blessing and the joy that God has for us. Unbelief. Hebrews 3:12 through 19 says, "Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. While it is said, today if you will hear His voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. For some when they had heard did provoke, albeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom swore he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. So we see the importance of the seriousness of unbelief. And that's one thing I'll just say in my life, it's a subtle thing that comes in, and sometimes you don't even realize it. But there can be unbelief there, and you're just, it takes away your joy, it takes away your peace, it takes away, it's a weight, it's a weight. You can't, it don't allow you to run with patience the race. Another weight I thought of was the Bible. This is in the Bible. The lust of the flesh. That's a pretty big one. That's a pretty broad. The lust of the flesh, that covers quite a few things. If you think of the lust of the flesh, there's so many things that the flesh can lust after, and I think we all know our own tendencies, but I know for myself, I want God to help me. Galatians 6:8, for he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. So what seeds are we sowing? The lust of the flesh can tremendously weigh us down from being able to run the race with patience. My heart for today is just to be an encouragement to each one of us to, we have all those that have gone before us, let's run. Let's run with patience. The lust of the eyes is a weight. David says in Psalm 101, verse 3, I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. The lust of the eyes can be a weight. How are we doing? Are we being overcomers? The pride of life is a weight. Proverbs 8:13 says, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy, and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. Proverbs 11:2 says, when pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with the lowly is wisdom. Proverbs 13:10 says, only by pride cometh contention, but with the well-advised is wisdom. Proverbs 29:23, a man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. So we see what God has to say about pride. Pride will keep us from running the race with patience. Very, very serious thing. Another one I thought of was just me, myself, and I. That can, for myself, that can keep me from running the race with patience. May God help us. I thought of a little recipe, it's called, that we've had in our house, and it might seem a little, maybe a little funny or silly, but as I read it, these things can be in our lives, in our hearts, without us realizing. It says, how to be perfectly miserable. Think about yourself. Talk about yourself. Use I as often as possible. Mirror yourself continually in the opinion of others. Listen greedily to what people have to say about you. Expect to be appreciated Be suspicious, be jealous and envious, be sensitive to slights, never forgive a criticism, trust no one but yourself, insist on consideration and respect, demand agreement with your own views on everything. Pile, if people are not grateful to you for favors shown to them, never forget a service you may have rendered. Be on the lookout for a good time for yourself. Shirk your duties if you can. Do as little as possible for others. Love yourself supremely. Be selfish. This recipe is guaranteed to be infallible. I just had to think about that. That'll keep us from running the race with patience and from looking to Jesus, and He's calling us to lay these things aside. There's all these that have gone before us, and they've endured so much more. It says, by faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had recompense unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. And just on and on it goes. All those men of faith, what they did and what they endured. Makes my life look pretty easy and pretty makes my life look like a bed of roses. So the second point I'd like to look at, that I'd like to encourage us with, is running with patience the race that is set before us and looking to Jesus. So as we're running, looking to Jesus, and this will, He will guide us and help us in the way. Instead of unbelief, we can believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and this will move us to action in running the race with patience. Ephesians 1:18 through 19. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, who according to the working of His mighty power. Exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe. That's amazing. We can believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. I just had to think of Thomas. He was doubting his Lord, and Jesus told him he showed him his hands and his feet in his side, and Jesus said, be not doubting, but believe. And then he said, blessed, I think, I'm not sure how it goes exactly, blessed are those that have not seen me, but believe. And we have His Word here, and we can believe on His Word. His Word is sure and steadfast, and we can believe on His Word. And what a blessing it is. Instead of the lust of the flesh, we can have our desires and longings directed to God's Word. May we say with David, Psalm 119:97, oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Instead of the lust of the eyes, we can be focused on Christ and becoming more like Him. Philippians 2:2, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Instead of being proud, God desires humility. 1 Peter 5:5, Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Instead of focusing on me, myself, and I, we can look for ways to serve in God's kingdom by blessing others and meeting others' needs. Galatians 5:13. For, brethren, ye have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. So I just like to encourage us all to lay aside those weights that easily beset us, and to run with patience, and to look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. I'd like to just consider the question, myself and each one of us, what is the weight? What is the weight that is hindering me? What weight is hindering me from running with patience the race that is set before us? First John 5:18 says, "We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not." That verse was encouraging to me. That wicked one toucheth him not. If we're born of God, the wicked one can't touch us. Do we believe that? What is hindering me from running the race with patience? I'd just like for us to consider that question today. I'd like to encourage us all to do what it takes so we can run the race with patience and look to Jesus as we're running. I'd like to just read those verses in the Amplified Bible. It just kind of gives there's extra words in there that I feel like give more of a clarification to those verses. Or just, they bless me. "Therefore then, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, who have borne testimony to the truth, let us strip off and throw aside every encumbrance, unnecessary weight, and that sin which so readily, deftly, and cleverly," that word cleverly kind of stands out to me, because there's weights that definitely cleverly and without us realizing, stick to us, and we need God's help. "And that sin which so readily, deftly, and cleverly clings to and entangles us. And let us run with patient endurance and steady and active persistence the appointed course of the race that is set before us, looking away from all that will distract to Jesus, who is the leader and the source of our faith, giving the first incentive for our belief, and is also its finisher, bringing it to maturity and perfection. He, for the joy of obtaining the prize that was set before him, endured the cross, despising and ignoring the shame, and is now seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Just think of him who endured from sinners such grievous opposition and bitter hostility against himself. Reckon up and consider it all in comparison with your trials, so that you may not grow weary or exhausted, losing heart and relaxing and fainting in your minds." I thought that was a pretty good description. I'd like to just read some verses in Jude in closing here. Jude verses 20 through 25. It says, "But beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life, and of some having compassion, making a difference, and others say with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Those verses really bless me. I think that's all I have. I just like to sing song number 296, if we could. And I'd like for us to just think about the question once more. What is the weight? Is there a weight that's hindering me from running with patience the race that God has? I'd like to encourage us all, let's run with patience the race and look to Jesus. Thank you.